It's Mornings with Dave, Doreen, and Gino on Milwaukee's Hometown Rock.
Zoom has changed everything on so many levels. Most of our TV personalities are zooming in. Like when you watch late night TV, a lot of the people just zooming in. We have FaceTime, but mainly Zoom. Most of us, until the pandemic, really had never used Zoom. There's an article in the New York Post about a realtor named Ben Dixon who caught sight of his face during an early morning Zoom call with a client last month. And Ben was distracted by what he perceived were bags and discoloration under his eyes. The 42-year-old admitted to the New York Post that he thought, quote, "You could use a little help here, Ben." He'd become more bothered by his appearance every Zoom meeting. So, like a growing number of dudes, it says in the story, who are increasingly horrified by their appearance on Zoom, he consulted a friend with seemingly perfect skin who generously shared his secret, concealer for men. Yes, more men are wearing makeup. Dixon said, "It's fantastic." He dropped $18 on a product called Define Layer Skin Fix, which he ordered online after choosing from the 5 different shades. "People have already started saying I look younger in my videos," he said. More men than ever are now buying makeup, resulting in the male side of the industry experiencing a leap in sales, partly due to the work from home trend. CVS has added an entire men's range called Strix. It's like the band Styx, but with a Y in it.
Okay.
It's YX, STRYX. So you've got Strix or Strikes. Nothing wrong with handsome. That is their slogan.
Okay.
Zoom, by the way, don't need to tell you, is a hot commodity on many levels. A market analytics firm said Zoom has changed the way people look at the world. The men's makeup look is spiking and shows no signs of slowing down. 80% up from last year in terms of sales of makeup for men. Saturday Night Live tried to do a bit about this. A lot of people don't know this, and I know you've been at tapings of SNL.
Yes.
I have. Have you ever?
Mm-mm.
Okay,
it's not of SNL.
They cut scenes. I mean, they'll do a run through.
They do a 2-hour show before the real live show.
And a couple of weeks ago, they tried to address it. And they did this bit in the run through, but it didn't make the final cut. And it was about dudes wearing makeup.
"You're a man, and you've got skin. Lots of it. Make it work for you with a new line of revolutionary skin ammo from Manstain."
"Okay, I'm sorry, what is Manstain?"
"It levels up your mug for peak appearance performance."
"So it's makeup?"
"Nah, dude, makeup's for girls. Manstain's just for the guys. Annihilate redness, vanquish fine lines, and block impurities with Manstain Double IPA Tinted Dude Fluid. Manstain Manscara for maximum alertness, and Meat Lover's Guy Shadow Eye Derm Pizza Compact."
You're right, though. Put it in a beer can, right?
Put it in a beer can.
A pizza box.
You know, I don't use any of that. And I always feel like we're more critical of ourselves. Like, when you look at yourself in the mirror, you see things that nobody else notices.
No doubt. Like you go, "Oh, I'm having a bad hair day."
Right.
Who would know if you're having a bad hair day,
right?
But wearing makeup on Zoom, look for it. Except don't look for it on Gino. Well, at least not yet.